You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We'll start off with a Tosfos. In the first Mishnah, in Arvi Pesachim, so lo yechol adam ad shetachsho. A person shouldn't eat till it gets dark. Why? Because of the matzah, right? That's what basically comes out, that you should be able to eat the matzah until you oven. You should be able to eat the matzah with an appetite. It's an hidda mitzvah, not to take away all your chilagasa, gemara zitzad. But upon him, a person shouldn't go ahead and eat ad shetachshach. So Tosfos is bothered. Makshinin, first Marmokim. Amai itzuch ad shetachshach. Why does it say ad shetachshach? It says you can't eat in the afternoon. What does it mean? You can't eat in the afternoon forever, for an hour. It means till the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah is at night. V'oid v'gemar b'kabi shabbos is v'yam t'ayvim. If the gemar asks the kasha, what might you Erev Pesachim, Erev Pesach, you have every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov you're not supposed to eat. So Gemara has two rutsim. Erev Pesach is more chomer, but it doesn't say lo ketani le. It doesn't say Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, and Erev Yom Tov lo yechol adam ad shetechshach till it gets dark. Okay? Va'oim ari mekorvil. Oh, so it comes out of chiddush over here. Degabe matzah dafka be'inen ad shetechshach. En achanami. By Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you don't need Ad Shetechshach. Over here, why? Kedesanya b'tesefta, ha-Pesach u-Matzah u-Mara mitzvos u-Meshetechshach. You can only be yoytzi these mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Mara, till it gets dark. In other words, what would you think? Oh, if you makabel Shabbos early. Why, could, like Shabbos, how do you know Shabbos, you could do that? What? Let's, oh, the timer. Mishum de ksiv, it says va'achlu sabasa balayla. Even though it says be'erev toichlu matzahs, one could say erev means the afternoon when the sun goes to erev means to the west. Ma'ariv, right? Va'achlu sabasa balayla. So you see that Pesach has to be eaten dafka at night. U'matzah mara is kishu Pesach. Matzah mara, there's a hekesh to Pesach, and Pesach has to be at night. Aval sudas Shabbos. V'yomim tovim matzi ochel medyayim. That you could eat when it's still daytime. Meaning, like we do during the summer months now, right? The summer months, we go ahead and we eat, we make kiddush early. We eat the suda early, right? How are you yaitza then? So you're right, we do it. But how do you know you can do that? Tosfos says, k'da amar b'perek tefilas ha-shachar, mispalel adam shel Shabbos v'erev Shabbos, v'oymer kiddush hayayim b'oyd yayim. A person can make kiddush when it's still daytime. Why? Why can he make kiddush when it's still daytime?
The ma'aseh de rabbanan is matzah yichid deraisa.
What?
The ma'aseh de rabbanan is matzah yichid deraisa.
What?
Yeah, it's the Mordechai Rosh Yerushalayim years ago.
Yeah, good, but Mordechai is a kiddush. That's. But what is the reason? Tosfos Shabbos. Tosfos learns Parshat. Right. You're right. That's a different sheet. It's Tosfos Shabbos. Is it didn't call this, that's Poshim Shat, so Mamela. It's a very big Chiddush. Why? Because Tosfos Shabbos, the Gemara learns out from Psukim, that means you can't do Malacha in Tosfos Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to be Mekabel Shabbos early. So Mekabel Shabbos early, and it's also do Malacha. You don't get Skila, right? You're not even allowed, but there's a mitzvah. You have to do that. Tosfos Shabbos is a reality.
It says Rabbi Nasseh.
What?
It says Rabbi Nasseh.
An Asseh, exactly. Gemara calls it an Asseh. But where does it say you could be yaitza mitzvahs in that time? So Tosfos says, wait, it's Gemara Brachas. The Gemara says, Mispal Adam Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Oyma Kiddush Aliyayim, Kiddush Aliyayim, Be'oid Yayim. That's what the Tosfos brings right. So just like you can, so Tosfos is saying, Lamaisa, just like you make Kiddush early, you can eat the Suda early, V'chulu V'chulu, okay? So mainly you would say that you can be yaitza matzah early too. Kamash Malan, you have to wait till it gets dark, because you have to eat it belayla, and that's Allah Shulchan Aruch Taka, the beginning of the Hilcha Seder, it says that you should be ready, this, to have everything ready, so you should be able to start, but he can't start even Kiddush, whatever, why Kiddush, he can't start Kiddush till Atcha Techshach, it's Allah Shulchan Aruch, so like those places, it gets very late, so even though Techshach could be 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, those certain places, you have to wait in order to be Yaitza, right? Even the Kiddush, but right now we're talking about the Matzah. That's what you see from here. Now, let's look at the Rambam a second. Rambam in Shlisas Esar. Number two. The Rambam says, in Luchas Yom Kippurim, in other words, Shlisas Esar, Kishem Shishvais Malacha Boi Ben Biyam Belayla, Kach Shvais Le'ino Ben Biyam Belayla. Right, you have to be Shavis for Machila and for Malacha. Zok the Rambam, V'tzach Lohisun Machol HaKoydish B'knisasa B'tziyasa. Right, as far as eating, there's a mitzvah of Inui. The mitzvah of Tosefes, I'm sorry. Nisim is nafshesechem, betisha choyish be'erv, kloy me'hischil, lotzum l'sanus me'erv Shabbos, me'erv tisha, hasom l'chliyam. V'chim b'yitziyas Mitzrayim, b'yitziyah shoya be'inu yav ma'at b'leila chadasa hasom l'chasiri. There's an Indian to go a little into the 11th and in the 9th. So the Magad Mishnah, Medivra number 3, it says the Magen Mishnah, Medivra Beinu Nira, She'ein Tosefes Dvar Torah Ela Be'inui. That the Rambam holds Tosefes is only on Inui. Avoloi Basias Malacha, Lo B'Yom Kippurim, Lo B'Shabbosis. Zeu Shekosu Masu Latsu Masan Silkeniska B'Dvar Bilchus Shabbos Tosefes Klal Min HaTorah. That's why you don't find the Rambam in the midst of Tosefes. Now that doesn't mean that the Rambam doesn't hold his Gemaras. The Gemaras say it. Means he paskins, not like those mandarmen. The Goyen brings Makairis, why not? In Kesem Mishnah and Chus Shabbos, Rabbeinu lo hiskipoy din Tosefes mechol al koydish. V'kosav Rav Magid, right, number 4, Milchashit, the one we did, Taimishum delesu Tosefes dvar Torah. He doesn't have Tosefes Shabbos. Elo le'ino yom kippurim. No Tosefes Shabbos, no Tosefes Yom Tov. Not even Tosefes Yom Kippur legabe melacha. Only legabe eating and the inuyim. The sphere lay, oh, the Allah command the darsha korla drasha achina. Because those other drushes that the Gemara learns out Tosefes, we hold it for the drushes. Mash umash mali, the dvar tarsha kosav lav davka. The midorbana nami lesay Tosefes. He doesn't even know Tosefes. He can't even say the Mordechai. I didn't find anywhere that the Rambam says it's the din of Tosefes Shabbos. Number 5.
So according to Rambam, when do you light?
When do you light what?
Candles.
Before Shabbos.
Is there any shir or right before?
Samuch. Like the Gemara says, it should be nicker. Right, that's a good point, but you can't, obviously you can't. I mean, it doesn't mean lighting the candles is not necessarily Kabbalah Shabbos. We Ashkenazim are choshvirt. As far as they're not choshvirt, that's a Kabbalah Shabbos. They make a bracha and so forth.
So my question is, why the Rambam phrases it by saying Hamala Sarach Lahalik Ibod
Yom? Your question is a very valid question. The Brisker Rav asks it. What's the point? Of course, you have to be Madlik Ibod Yom because it's not Shabbos yet. So Brisker Rav says, from here you see that if you could light it on Shabbos, like let's say a goy would be kosher, that's not the mitzvah. Mitzvah, he says, mashal, doesn't use exactly a mashal, he says, if a king comes to your house, you don't wait, right? I know I was trained by my parents to shut off lights. My kids, some reason, didn't pick that up for me. But I could pun him, so we leave the lights, right, Shlomo? We leave the lights off. Somebody comes to the house, you put the lights on, you know. But if a king is coming, you don't wait till he comes in and then put on lights. You put on lights before. Briskov says it's an Indian of covered Shabbos to light it. That's what the Rambam says. That's a good point. Oh, look at number 5 now. Yesh lo adam lekadesh al hakoyis erev Shabbos mibaoid yom. Afo pishol lenichnasa Shabbos. V'chei mavel hakoyis mibaoid yom p'shodayni Shabbos. Shemitzah tzchiyu la'amr bein b'shas k'nitzos yitzosa bein koydim l'shazu kamat. In other words, the Rambam, the Gemara that Tosis quoted, Tosis cited that Gemara, they can make Kiddush Mabayit Yom. So we all said, what's the pshat? Tosefes Shabbos. Obviously, the Rambam doesn't learn pshat in the Gemara that way. Why? Because the Rambam does not hold of Tosefes Shabbos, not the Reis, not the Rabbanu Kot Kes Mishra. And yet, he says that Gemara. So obviously, making Kiddush Mabayit Yom has different Makairis than Tosefes Shabbos, not like Tosis. What?
Why can't you say that he means Yeshua Adam Kadosh
Alakos Erev
Shabbos and
Rosh Yom?
He means
Tosefes Shabbos. Yeah, but it once the Magad Mishnah and Kesem Mishnah say there's no Tosefes Shabbos, we could put in Rabbeinu says not that way, but Pashtus, the Rishon.
That's not just me.
I understand, but they're saying that. That's not Pasha Pshat in the Rambam. Okay? So obviously the Rambam had other Makairis for why you make Kiddush Mabayid Yom. Not like Tysus. What it is, that's not today's Shia. There's a Tysus Rush there that Taka says it's a Pasuk. Zocher Es Yom HaShabbos. Es L'Rabbis before Shabbos. Okay. Why the Rambam learned it that way? Why couldn't he learn it's going to the Mandama? Well, that's not for today's Shia. But Akoponim, so Tysus holds.
Because the Kasha would be on Havdol. How could you?
Excellent. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good. Very good, Gavil. For me, Tosefes Shabbos, how do you make Havdalah early? Very good. Excellent. Especially since the Rambam holds, Havdalah is the Raisa. That's the Kuda. But you have to let me say another Shir. Okay. Okay. Now let's look at this Gemara in Ksubis. In the Mishnah, it says the father is Zoicha in Maisi Yadea of a Naira, right? We all know. A Naira is a pshat, a girl who's already bas mitzvah, right? She's already 12, right? She's a simonim. And she has a half a year, what's called Nairis. You can be made for a Nadarev, and so forth, could still be Makadashar. Once she's a Begaris, you lose all rights. And the Mishnah says that he gets Maisi Adair. That means if you have a girl that's 12 years old that's babysitting, you could say to her, give me the money you just made. That's technically, it belongs to you, okay? So Gemara wants to know. You're all smiling.
She gets your credit card.
Maisi Adair, Menolin. How do we know that? How do we know that the father gets Maisi Adair? The Amar Avuna Marav, Menayin Shemaisa Abbas La'av. How do you know that Maisa Abbas La'av? Shenema, Ki Yimkor Isha's Bita La'ama. Right? A man can sell his daughter for what we call a maidservant, right? For an Amma. Ma Amma Maisi Adair La'abba, just like my Amma. Maisedeh Abbas, Maisedeh La Avia. So same thing. Zoktimah, Eima Ani Mila Ketana. Maybe it's only talking about Ketana. The Matzi Mazmin La, since he could sell her. The din is he can't sell a Naira. The Gemara learns that only Ketani could sell. So of a Naira, the La Matzi Mazmin La, but a Naira they can't sell her, Maisedeh Didahavi. Maybe it doesn't belong to her father. Zoktimah, no, it's just, you're right. From the Pasuk, you can't learn that. Mistavra davia have it. Makes sense. It belongs to father. Why? These salkadai tachmaisi adei alav davia. Elohad azachi le'rachman alav le'mimser alachupa. In other words, we know the Torah says you can marry off your daughter as a naira. As biti nasati shazed, Gemara learns that. Let's talk about a naira. Right? You can marry a guy. We know a few years ago, Rachman's son, there was a whole maisa in Canada, such as Zach. A guy, you know, was Makadish's daughter, didn't tell anybody who he's Makadish to, and wanted to force his wife, whatever, everybody knows the whole, Ramnik was very involved with that. But anyway, so a person can be Makadish's daughter. Oh, so the Gemara says that he can give you Maisaha L'chupa too. It's the first time the Gemara ever says, the only time the Gemara ever says it. It's not clear where we know it from. So Machlekes Rashi Ramban. But Rashi says, Biti Nasati means all Nesinus. Ramban says a Svara. The Torah gave him the right to Mekadesha. What are you going to do? Just leave her as a Mekadesha, and that's it? He gave him the right to do Chuppah too. Whatever it is, the Gemara says, you can do Chuppah. Now, Kedushin, he can accept Kedushin. You can accept Kesef, she's Mekadesha. She's sitting there making $100 an hour as a computer analyst, right? And he's getting money. Okay, why not? But chuppah, she has to be in the chuppah. Chuppah, you have to be by the chuppah, right? Chuppah is basically bia. So since it's being together with him, so that he has to take her and put her under the chuppah. So she says, what are you doing? I could be working now. How are you being mevatel me from my siyadah? Must be that the maisi, you're not being mevatel because it's your money anyway. That's what the Gemara says. Mistavra davia hevi, the isal kadaita maisi yidea lav davia, it doesn't belong to the father. If that the father has a right to give it a chuppah, hechi matzi masala. How come evatlam and maisi adeha? The Gemara says when he gives a chuppah, he's being mevatla. Parach rabacha, rabacha says it's not a raya. Ema, the yarv l'schapa kol. You're right. He pays her. She got $100. He gives her $100. Inami, the masala belayla gave it at night. Usually people don't work at night. Right? No, that's the case. She's got a date, 9-to-5 job. And he marries her, okay, be at 6 o'clock. For Moshe Shimon Shapiro, he brings her at night. What's the big deal? Inami, the masala b'shabbas v'yom tovim. Right? Even though Kivega says you're allowed to work midrash on Shabbos Yom Tov, But Pashas means as usual people don't work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's the case. She's got a job. She's off on Shabbos. She's off on Yom Tov. And it was Makadosh on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So what's the raya? Ella Zoktigmar Kalilin Alot Tzvich Kra. Ketana, you don't need a Pasik. Hashtazuni Mazwal, if you can sell her, my say, damn, my boy. Kietzuch Kra, the first Pasik is for Naira. But we're going to focus on the first, the part before that. The Gemara says, even if you say Maisi Adair belongs to her, how could he marry, give her up to Chuppah? So Gemara, one of the cases of the Gemara is, he married her off on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now you and I know that we've never seen a Chasana on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why not? Why have we not seen a Shabbos? Because you...
Zeri went right.
What?
Zeri went right.
Because of a Kenyan. You can't make, right, the famous Ramah. What? Ramah. The famous Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, where Ramah says... that one time he was by a Masada Kedushin by an Alman, Yisayma, and they started fighting over the Ksuba, how much money, and he saw it would be a big busha for her, and it was already nighttime, and he was Makadasha being Soymach, and the latest Shita, he says he was Makadasha Friday, Mamash Friday night over there. But you don't make a Kenyan. So he says, okay, that's Shabbos. And he says, but what about Yom Tov? Also a Kenyan. So he says, no, there's another reason. Let's see Tysus. The muscle of the Shabbos is the Yom Tov. Afagav, the Amar Maikot, the Gemara says, V'samach de b'chagecha v'lo ishtecha. De ein noisim nashim b'choyol shumay. That's called, ein mishum de ein ma'arvin, simcha b'simcha, v'drasha gemurahi. Ke da Amar b'chagiga, the Evim Dorai, smash over there, v'samach de b'chagecha, the Gemara learns that drasha, the Gemara says, for this, samach, you can't get married a cholamayit either, right? We've never seen a cholamayit, why? So one of the mandarmim says, because ein ma'arvin simcha simcha, it's a drasha, which is mashma that simchas ishus simcha getting married is a deraisa d'gavim, right? V'samach v'drasha gemuri, right? So since it's deraisa, how's it? What is the Gemara telling us? He married her off on Yom Tov. What do you mean he married her off on Yom Tov? Right? He married off on Yom Tov. He married. How could he marry off on Yom Tov? You can't get married in Yom Tov because ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That's the Taisus' kasha. Ikala meima, Taisus says, the hocha ma'iri ayri sha achas lefnei Yom Tov. In other words, shehu ki Yom Tov l'inim malacha. It's an hour before Yom Tov. He can't do malacha. Why? The Taisef is the raisa. Pesach, Taisus, Yom Tov is the raisa. She can't work. But she can get married. What happened to Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? To Sefis Yom Tov, only us as Malacha doesn't bring mitzvahs. So B'chanan's Kasha. He said, L'chor, the two Taisus seem to be Saisa. Good, if you learn like the Rambam, maybe you have no riot to such a thing. But Pasha's Taisus usually goes with Rabbi Chanan asks, others ask it, but Yeshiva is known as Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. It's printed in Kibbutz Shurim. That the two Taisim to be Saisa. Taisus in Psachim says you can make, not only can make Kiddush, but you can go ahead and eat the Suda like we do. You would have been able to eat Matzah. Right? And Shulchan Aruch says don't eat Sukkos by night till it gets night, only because Tezvav. Without that, you could eat early. So same thing over here. It should already be a Simcha. So on that, we're going to say three Terutzim. Okay? We'll start with the later one. Two of mine. Which later on I found some Achrayim say. The last one is from the Brisker Rav. We'll say over the Brisker Rav first. Let's skip over to number 11. And we'll say a story. First we'll say a story. Moshe Chaim Hunger told me he was there. He saw this story. He was there. One time, a chassan got married on a Sunday. And the last day of Shavuot Brachos is Shabbos, right? So it was Shalosh Shudos. And it was still, and they didn't bench yet, right? There was still Shabbos. They didn't have a Maravah. So now the Shaila was whether to say Sheva Brachas or not. All right, so it's place can talk about it, but so people are saying Tosefta Shabbos. You can say it's still Shabbos. So the Panovich Rav said, yeah, it's still Shabbos, but the Chassan's gone. There's no more Chassan. In other words, what was he saying? That you can't go ahead. Tosef Shabbos is din in you keeping Shabbos, but the pshat is as far as what's called a chasen, it's from Sunday to Saturday. That's it. Ma'aseh it's a machloikus, as you know. Just in case you ever comes up, anybody's a gabbai here? Anybody a gabbai here? Yeah, of course. What's the din if a chassan walks in? You don't say tachanun. What if a chassan got married Sunday afternoon? And he comes Sunday morning?
Here at the Minyan Yeshivas, we do say tachanun.
No, I'm sorry. No, okay. We don't say tachanun. In fact, when some of the, you know, the big masmidim come in, I tell them, no, you got to go home, spend a few hours with your wife. Why? Because there are certain shittas.
Sunday after you got married, I think it was Sunday before.
He got married Sunday 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So now he's a chassan kotosan till next Sunday 4 o'clock. It's a machloikas achreinim. Oh, do you do me'ais la'ais? Because it says, what do we know? Shavuot svarvachas from Rachel. Malay shavuot zayis. Malay means malay. Others say no. It means a week. So therefore, as far as Shev Brachas, we finish Shabbos. As far as Tachanun, since it's not a question of Bracha V'Tala, we don't say it. And that's why Tom, listen, it's a question of the Raisi or the Rabbanan. You have to be Mesameach your wife. So stick with her a few more hours. Come to Yeshiva after 4 o'clock, okay? But we don't say Tachanun. So now, Kaponim, but Maisa, as far as Shev Brachas, we do 7 days. What's the pshat? He's not a chassan anymore. Right, it doesn't matter if you're keeping Shabbos, right? You're by the Kleisenberger's Rebbe's Tish, and a woman gives birth, right? It's in Union City, right? There's only one minute. So a woman gives birth, Shabbos, 2 hours, an hour after Shabbos. So you do the bris on Shabbos, Chas Hashem. The kid was born on a Sunday, right? And so forth. That's Pashit, right? So the point of Vishnu Rav said the guy's not a chassan. Okay, now. That's a different thing. Right, that's because you're going after the Tchila Sasuda when you ate. Right, no. Okay. Yeah, it's not because of the... Oh. So now, this din of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So, Briskerov said it, but Achreinim will talk about this. When is the Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha? When is that? That means you can't get married on when? What if you get married between Sukkot, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? No problem, right? What do you mean? You have Sheva Brachas.
It's only the Chasana itself.
Oh, it's only the day of the Chasana. The day, meaning that if you get married, right, let's say Erev Sukkot, Erev Pesach, whatever it is, right, then would that still be a problem? Oh, so what's the Shaila? Because there, you go till the night time, the whole day, right? Just because you're makabel Yom Tov early, it's still during the day, okay? So now, look at the Rosh on number 11. He brings a Ramah. Rameyor Levi, Kosav, the Yom Aleph, Shosim Chas Chosin, Avi Deraisa. This is the Gemara in Ksubis. Gemara in Ksubis, Chumal Tzlan, talks about a Chosin that lost his parent, so you can, and everything was ready. You could still make the chasana, and they could go ahead and be a smitzah and so forth. So, because the simcha of Yom Tov pushes away the simcha veilus. The Goinim Shita is a veilus is the raisa. So that's what the Ramah says. So is simcha's chasim. That's also the raisa. The first day. The ksib b'yom chasunasai, b'yom simcha's liba, ama simcha's liba, b'yom rishin yesha smach min atar. Okay, whatever it is. So zok the brisker of like this. Let's look at number 10. When do you have the Chiyuv of Simcha? When does Chiyuv of Simcha start? So, this is look at the Gemara number 10. It says like this, V'samachta b'chagecha v'isa ach sameach. So Gemara learns that's a miyut and a ribuy. So Gemara says it's marba, the last day of Yom Tov, and it's memayat, the first night of Yom Tov. Poshup shot means there's no chiyuv simcha at night. Look at the Gemara. Ma rois rabbis leil yom tov achon ulahoitzi leil yom tov rishon. Marba ni leil yom tov achon shei simcha lefonov. The last day of Yom Tov, the day before at simcha, so it keeps going. There's inertia. Vahoit moitzi ani leil yom tov rishon shein simcha. That means there's no chiyuv simcha at night, the first night of Yom Tov. Ad kidei kach, that the Shagasai makes a whole kashas plea on how there is of no availus. Availus should be Yom Tov by night. There's no simcha, right? But he proves from Mishayim not that way. So it's a kasha, which is not today's shir. But mitzara din, It seems Poshup Shat in the Gemara, there is no Chiyuv Simcha during the first night of Yom Tov. Oh, so Memeila, if there's no Chiyuv Simcha, then what? So if you're Makadosh and Isha, right, it wouldn't be a problem. Oh, 1 second. So why need Taisefes Fekchia? Very good. Because if you got married at night, there would be a problem. Why? Because the first day is the Raisa. So you'd be going into the daytime. Words, if you got married at night, Zok the Brisker of, what would be the problem? It's still a Marvin Simcha Simcha. Why? Because that night, even though there's no Simcha, but during the day, in other words, Tesvav Nissan, there is Simcha on the day. And you got married on Tesvav, and the Simcha is a whole day. Yom Chasunasai. So therefore, your Simcha tomorrow is pushing away Simcha's Yom Tov. Masha Ein Kein Tosefes Yom Tov. If you get married at night, what is it? What's the day you got married? You're Dalid. Like the point of Israel have said. You didn't get married on Tesvav, you got married, you're Dalid. Right? And there's no Simchas Yom Tov then. Because why? Because there's no Simchas Yom Tov at night. And there's no problem. Because why? Because how long? If a guy gets married 1 hour before Shkia, what's the Yom Chasunasai? 1 hour, that's it. Doesn't go 24 hours, it goes 1 hour. Same thing over here. It's a very nice terrace, the Brisker Oven. No, the Brisker Oven is tiny. She is Kasha. Why did Tosef have to say Tosef is Yom Tov if the Pshat is that at night there's no Simcha? Because it's Dr. Briskerov. Because if you got married at night, Mamish, so even though there's no problem at night, but the Simcha of Chosin is the whole day. The whole day is Tezvav. So it's going to shtar the Simcha of Yom Tov tomorrow during the day. Masha'enke in Tosefes Yom Tov. When did you get married? You're Dalid. So the Tosefes makes it like night. At night, right, there's no din of Simcha. There's a din Kiddush, you can be Yaitze Kiddush. There's a din Suda, you can be Yaitze Suda. If not for the Pasuk, you can be Yaitze Matzah. Matzah is at night. Masha'enke in Simcha, Simcha is not at night. Why isn't it going to shtar tomorrow? Because you're not a chassan anymore, like the story with the Panavijah Rav. He didn't say, obviously, the story with the Panavijah Rav, but the same story. That's a nice terrace. Okay. Now, another nekuda could be along the same lines. That means night, there's no simcha. Why did Taisa say Tosef is Yom Tov? Because the Gemara already answered one terrace that at night you don't work. So at night you don't work anyway. So Gemara said another terrace, Tosef. Okay, that's pshat. Could be. Now, let's look at this Magen Avraham. Before we do the Magen Avraham, I'm going to tell you over a brisker rav. The din is, before you make Avdallah, what are you not allowed to do?
Eat.
Okay, what else?
Malacha.
Malacha. Why can't you do Malacha? What?
You said Avdallah and Shron Esrei, so...
No, I'm saying, let's say you didn't say Avdallah. What?
It's still Shabbos.
So no, it's still Shabbos. So Brisker Rav, Tainus to Machlekes Shem. Brisker Rav has a Chshayla. Is the Pshat calls man that you are not Mavdil? It's still Shabbos, and therefore you now do Malacha. Gemara's Losh is not you now do Malacha. Also, Ladum Lassos Tzrachov, Chafetzov, Koydim Shiavdil. Or it's a din that they asked the Malacha. Like you find that before you do Bdikas Chametz, you can't do certain things either. Before Megillah, you can't do certain things either. Like you say, you can't eat. You can't be involved with something, right? Gemara says, you can't learn before Bdikas Chametz, right? Because you might get fatif, then forget to do Bdika. So maybe the Is of Asal Adam Lassel Chafetz of Koidim Shiavdil is not a din because it's still Shabbos. Shabbos is not anymore. It's past the Zman.
You light the Shabbat, you light the candle.
Which candle?
The Havdalah candle.
Yeah.
Right. And if you just have to come
to Tamil. What? So Brisker Rav is Taka Toila, that according to the Shittas, if you'll say that's a vert malacha, you'll have to be, say, Baruch HaMavdol. You have to do something. Like we do, Taka. Okay? That's his Chakira. Okay, so now, based on this Chakira, I want to ask you look at the question of the Magen Avraham. Well, let's ask another question. What's the din Matzah Yom Kippur? And he didn't do Avdalah yet. Okay, so can you do malacha? No, that's the Gemara, right? Can you eat? No, you can't eat every mashab. Can you wash your face? Can you change shoes and put on, take your sneakers off and put on shoes? Can you wash your face? How you feel? You haven't washed your face in 24 hours. You want to wash your face before Avdallah. Little David, can you wash your face before Abdullah?
I'm sure there are two sides to this.
No, what would you say? So it depends on this chakira, right? If you say, like you were saying, it's still Shabbos, it's still Yom Kippur, you can't wash your face. If you say it's also Lasas Tzurachov, where does it say you're not allowed to wash your face? What's a Shabbos you're allowed to wash your face before Avdala? Lashemana such an Issa. It's only Lasas Tzurachov. Oh, so look at this Magen Avraham. It's especially Negev this year, right? Every year, we have Minagim to make what's called Ne'ila Sechag. Right? Ne'ila Sechag. Remember, we went to Ne'ila Sechag. What do we do in Yeshiva? We wash, even though it's not, there's no Shal Shudas on Yom Tov. But like the Goyen says, Mishum the Chavivus of Matzah, he would wash. Right? So in Yeshiva, it's Makubal to wash the what's called the Ne'ila. And by Lubavitch also, they call it Sudas Mashiach. So remember, a few years ago, we went there, a few years, so by the Gerer B'Stish, I went to the Gerer and I put Matzah in my pocket and everything I brought. And nobody washed. The minhag is not to wash. They don't. They drink al-chaim and that was it. I was like so embarrassed eating matzah because I had washed. I didn't realize that they don't do that. Okay? But our minhag is, but this year everybody does it because this year Shal Shudas. This year Shabbos, okay? So look at the Shail in the Magen Avraham. Mi shehizcha lechol b'matzei Shabbos, matzei Pesach, meba'oid yoyim. What's he eating Shal Shudas? V'nim shachad alayla, right? It's past the night, they're singing, right? By a footnote, he used to go hours into the night. V'dayin lo yispalo v'hivdol. He didn't daven and he didn't make Abdullah. Can he now have a beer? Tzorchiyin emutal lechol chametz. Yeah? Can he have chametz? So what would you say? So chametz sounds like it would depend on the shayla. If you say the reason, no, it's, during Shal Shudas, you're allowed to keep eating. Rabbi David mentioned before, you can't eat before Abdullah. But once you're starting a suda, you can keep eating. So if the Isser is because it's still Pesach, it's still Yom Tov. So if it's Yom Tov, you can't eat chametz. If the Pshat is because you can't do malacha, you know, can't do things before, you can't eat. Nira shemuta la'echol. The kivin shechashecha layla, hevi choyl lakol mili. Ela shechachamim amru, she'asa lasas malacha at sheyavdo betfila. Aval issa chametz ain't a tolly b'avdala. Why? Listen to these words. Sherei af b'chol amoyed also lechol chametz. Ulechen kim shechashecha muta lechol chametz. Now, before anybody does it this year, Mishmur argues for technicality. He says you shouldn't do it because how are you going to say chaga matzah sazeh and you just had a pizza, right? Right? Whatever, beer. Okay, that's the halacha l'maisa. But the Mishmaru, what's he saying? He says you could. But he says, what's his svara? Because chalamayid is also in chametz. What's it got to do with anything? Let me just say. Because chametz has not to do with making avdala. What is af b'chalamayid? You see from this, Magen Avraham, Amayid Kachidish. The din of Tosefes, it could be, it is a din of Tosefes Yom Tov. There is a din of Tosefes Yom Tov still, till you make avdala. Till you make Avdala, there's a din of Tosefes Yom Tov. Ela what? What's called Tosefes Yom Tov? To add on to the Yom Tov. What din of Adayin Yom Tov? Din of Yom Tov, you can't do Malacha. What else? The first, during the night, to eat Matzah. To eat a Suda. To not to do Malacha. Zogt Gavriel, that the Magen was saying, but Chametz has not to do with Yom Tov. It's also even Chol HaMoed. And therefore, there's no din of Tosefes on something that the reason is not because of the Yom Tov. In other words, the din of Tosefes Yom Tov means something that the Yom Tov is mechayev you. Something that the Yom Tov is not mechayev you, because you see, Chametz has not to do with Yom Tov. Chol HaMoed is also too. There's no din of Tosefes. So even if you go with the Brisker Rav's word, that the pshat is, it's still called Yom Tov, like you were saying. It's still called Yom Tov. And the Chanami is called Yom Tov. I can't do Malacha. I could have eaten Matzah. I could eat Suda. I could make Kiddush and Chulu. But Chametz, there's no Issa. Why? In other words, Gavriel saying is, if somebody's Mekabel Yom Tov an hour early, right before Yom Tov, he could, if not for the Issa of Chametz Erev Pesach, which is Machlokes, by the way, he could eat Chametz still. In Balmor Paskins, you could eat Chametz Erev Pesach till the night time. Balmor Hons, you could eat. I tashbisu, so eat it and be mashbisu. So Gavriel saying, quote him, there wouldn't be an issa, because Chametz doesn't. Oh. So Mela, now we have an answer to Taisvist or Bechonis Kasha. Simcha, what's Simcha Tolayin? It's not Tolayin Yomtiv. It's all 8 days. It's a Mishnah, right? A halal vasimcha shmoini yamim. That means what's the mechayev of simcha? Not yomtiv, but rather the chag. Chol HaMoed is mechayev yisimcha. That is no din of Tosefes. Come out according to this emerdi gezach, and years later I saw the Divrei Cheskel says it. It says not to be mekabel, not to eat sukkah early either. Not to eat a sukkah early either, right? You have a chiyuv to eat tesvav at night. Where's it learned that from? Matzahs and matzikir. Okay, what if a person lives in Ireland, in England, where it's so late, 11 o'clock at night, you could go crazy. Well, how's a person, have yomtiv if you're working hard? So you have a matzah, eating the sukkah, and the last kazayis, eat 11 o'clock, okay? You know, eat the meal, make a bracha. Not so pashut, why? Because the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah, not tezvav, stam eating a sukkah, has not to yomtiv, that's even chol HaMoed. Could be the mitzvah of sukkah doesn't exist at all. You can't add it on. The mitzvah of tezvav, you would have thought it does, because that's a din in Yom Tov, because you learn from chametz, but if you learn from Pesach. But since you learn from Pesach, it has to be at night too. It's out of Beis Yisun or Ramah Paskin.
The guy can still eat in the sukkah early.
Yeah, but he can't make a bracha. What?
He can't.
No, that's what he's saying. You could. You could eat outside because there's no mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Right. That is right. You can make kiddush and you can eat in the sukkah and then outside the sukkah and then go into the sukkah and then maybe make the bracha.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.